And talk about instigators. This guy is probably instigator number one in the world as far as artists go, right?
Absolutely. So a bit of background on Ai Weiwei. He's an artist who's been practicing for several decades at this point, but really in the last decade has risen to considerable prominence. He was a writer, long-term writer, blogger out of Beijing, lived in New York for a decade in the 90s, 80s and 90s, and then was a blogger in out of Beijing, making work, and then becoming more and more and more politically active. Really a great pro-democracy voice, someone who's really interested in fundamental human rights, and free speech. He's really constantly driving home, the importance of that. So in 2008, there was this huge earthquake that hit Sichuan province in the area of Wenchuan. It's called the Wenchuan earthquake, 8.0 magnitude quake. And it was obvious right away that it killed a lot of people. Estimates are that it's in the 70,000 range. And in the process of this, the government began to suppress this information. They didn't want it to get out that what the mortality rate was. They thought they would look bad. That really didn't sit well with Ai Weiwei, and he went to Sichuan, looking around at all these schools, all these government-built schools that had collapsed, and it was really clear there was a lot of students that were missing. A lot of them were dead. They were just trapped inside of these collapsed schools.
And one of the points that needs to be made is China has a one-child policy.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you lose your only child, and it's over.
That's it.
Yeah.
The loss of any child, of course, is a great tragedy. And it's compounded that much more when you can only have one. So I think it's a very real issue for everyone around the world. It wasn't just people in Sichuan that are somehow anomalous here. So he set up this, what's called the Citizens Investigation, about 100 people. They went and began to canvass the neighborhoods where these schools collapsed and began to collect the names. So the wall that you see here, this is a huge spreadsheet, and what you see are the record of 5,196 children. The names, their name in Chinese, their name in English, their sex, the date that they were born, how old they were when they died, what school they were attending, what class they were in, and then their address. And the piece stretches about 43 feet along the wall here. It's about 10 and a half feet tall, and it forms sort of a textured background. Standing here, you can't see, you don't know what that is. All you can see are these lines of, density, varying densities there. But when you get up close, then that's the information that you have. So I think one of the things that I'm really interested with this show is the way in which information is being presented or not being presented. So you have this background of these names. If you turn this to this other side, you'll see there's a video, and this is video footage from that citizens investigation where they're talking to different people, different parents, different families who lost children, talking with different members of the police, all sorts of different politicians, all that sort of stuff.
And what are the ramifications for someone who's in this video, who's criticizing
the government? I don't know. I've asked the same question myself. What happens with these people who, who are voicing their
anger.
Yeah, everything.
Yeah.
A lot of different emotions that are there. Really wishing that there was some way of getting their kids back, some way that there would be some sort of responsibility that was taken. Where there's fault, there's responsibility.
Hence the phrase that we titled the exhibit.
Yeah. So fault line, I really like the double entendre in here. So obviously a fault is a geological fault. The fault line being that line where that fault comes up out of the earth, and we can actually see that it's slippages along a fault line that where earthquakes are happening. But then, of course, you have fault meaning that you've done something, you've some sort of an error.
Who is responsible?
And if there is responsibility, there's always that area where there's not responsibility. So there's a line that's drawn there. And I think that establishing that line of fault is kind of one of these essential aspects of an exhibition like this, or of an investigation especially like this. So when they went there, you know, they ended up getting, they were harassed by the police multiple times, I think 45 times at one point. They actually broke into his hotel room. They beat his team. Ai Weiwei was beaten so badly that he actually hemorrhaged, had a brain hemorrhage that hospitalized him. So a lot more dangerous than most artistic endeavors.